to record. Okay. Good morning, Alyssa. Alyssa's first time. Welcome to the Coffee Chat Show. Oh, Red Betty, I haven't seen you in a while. Good morning, Siobhan. Good morning. Hello, everybody. I guess we need to do these as live events on Facebook because I see a lot more of you, a lot more of our regulars. I always forget to make a live event after this one is over. I'm going to be better about that. Okay, good morning, everyone. How are you? So the last few weeks, we have been talking about a book that Kendra Hall has written. And we've been talking about that because I always am talking about what's your conversation, what's your internal conversations from the past that are underneath everything, running everything. Valerie is new as well. Good morning to our new watchers of the Coffee Chat Show. Good morning, Lynn Marie. Just as a little commercial, this is a free show that I do every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. We have been doing this since 2016 or 17. It's been 7 years now that I've been doing the Coffee Chat Show. So good morning to all of you. I am a professional results strategist and consultant. I am also a certified professional coach. I am also a bunch of other things. You can go to thecoffeechatshow.com and from there you can get to all of our social media platforms, including my LinkedIn profile. If anybody's interested in my bio, you can also click my bio, which needs to be updated, but it is there. So we do lots of different things. We're going to start doing live virtual events. I think we're going to do a summit in the spring of 2023 in the Boston, New England area. So stay tuned for news on all that. I'm going to start doing some live weekend virtual events, and we'll do that through Eventbrite, so you'll be able to get tickets and all of that. So I've had a lot of requests for me to work with people in longer periods of time, so I think that's the way that we're going to do it. That all said, Coffee Chat Show is... Oh, we've got the Bahamas! Hello! Coffee Chat Show has been going on for a long time. So we've been here helping you for a long time. My sole purpose here is to impart whatever I can to help you create the life that you want rather than the one that you're settling for. So that being said, I frequently talk about what conversations or stories might be running you underneath everything from the past, and they are have a hold of you unconsciously and you're unaware of it. So I was talking about that about 4 weeks ago, and then I noticed and saw that Kendra Hall had written a new book about the stories that you tell yourself and how to change them. So I grabbed the book. I still haven't finished it yet because I'm in the middle of a Yale class right now, a certificate from Yale on human capital strategy management for my consulting for work and my position as CEO of Delta Hire, which is a staffing and recruiting and workforce development company. So I'm always doing extra added, you know, professional executive education to make sure that I'm the best consultant that I can be. That said, I haven't had time to finish Kendra's book. So I'm going to. My goal is to finish it this weekend. The last few weeks, we've been talking about what stories might be underneath running everything. And this is stuff like, I'm not worth it. I don't have enough money. Money doesn't grow on trees. I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm too fat. I'm not pretty enough. I'm lucky that you pay attention to me. I don't want to be noticed because I'll get in, you know, I'll get in trouble. I don't want to make a scene. Pick something, right? Pick something. Money doesn't grow on trees is a big one for people. Or, you know, you have to eat all your food, even if you don't want it, because there's people starving in, you know, wherever, right? If you were raised, I'm going to be 54 this year. So if you were raised, I was primarily raised by my grandparents because my mom was a single mom. And so, you know, we always heard like, clean your plate. You know, there's people starving somewhere. You have to eat all the food, even if you don't like it. So we have all kinds of stories, you know, from the past that continue to tell themselves to us, running like this underneath everything, right? We've got another first timer. Good morning, Brianna Smith. Good morning. Debbie, yes, the poverty mindset, that's a big one, right? You know, you have to use everything and reuse it, save the wrapping paper from the gifts, you know, fold it up, we'll use it next year, like, save the box, you know, don't throw it away, all that stuff. However things were when you had those stories, it might have suited you when you invented that story, right? Like, if you had high dysfunctionalism in your family like I did, and you had a story that kind of kept you, you know, safe, or in if you had a story that was based on survival mode or something like that, it may have been useful way back when. We have Jeff and Roxanne. Good morning. They're new as well. Welcome. Old stories that you have probably may have suited you when you invented them. Now, if you're 50 something like me, you might have invented that story when you were 12 or 10 or 9. Probably doesn't fit anymore. Probably is holding you back somehow, right? So, time to dig in. Over the last 3 weeks, I've been talking about, first of all, we recommend, for those of you that are new, we recommend that you get a notebook and that you deem it your coffee chat notebook and that you have it with you all the time and that you make notes, because every Saturday morning we give some tip, some tool, something that if you practiced it or used it, your life will change. So I invite you to keep a notebook. And some of the people that are on here have been watching me for years and for forever, and they can attest to the fact that they go back and they look through that notebook when they might need extra inspiration, and, you know, it's able to provide that. Also a place for you to write your insight. The good news is you can go back several years and watch coffee chat shows. They are on the Facebook page, The Working Warrior Mom, which is my public persona. The Working Warrior Mom is me, and you can go there to the video section on the Facebook page, and you can find the videos there. We are also co-broadcasting with my Revealing Leaders Project page, which has another couple hundred thousand followers. So for those of you that might be watching from the Revealing Leaders end, you can go to the Working Warrior Mom Facebook page and you can find all the coffee chats. You can also go to thecoffeechatshow.com. From there, you can get to the YouTube link, the audio podcast link. We're on Spotify and Apple and all of that. So no matter what your modality is, you can find the Coffee Chat Show and all the past episodes. So over the past 3 or 4 weeks, we've been talking about this whole story thing. And this morning I wanted to talk about where to find a copy. Siobhan's asking, Amazon sells Kendra Hall's book, Siobhan. If, for those of you that are looking for the book, Kendra Hall's book is available on Amazon.com. If you just even search Kendra Hall, it will bring up her latest book and it will show it to you. Lynn Marie keeps her affirmation cards in her notebook. I love it. When you figure out what these old stories are and you start to recognize them, dig them out, and get conscious about how they might be controlling you and running under everything, then it's time to start thinking about what are the new stories that I will tell myself. Also, stories don't have to be totally from the past. I have recognized that I have a story called, I can never seem to do my to-do list every day. I can't seem to get consistently into the gym 4 or 5 days a week. And I can't seem to keep my desk clean. And I've been telling you guys for probably the whole time I've been hosting Coffee Chat, which is like 7 years, that these are areas that I have to work on. And I tell you guys the story. I say, you know, these are the things I have to work on. These are things that trip me up, blah, blah, blah. And in Kendra's book, she talks about how it's not just stories from the past, but it's also a story that you're keeping alive, that you're telling yourself day after day after day after day. I realized I was doing that. So now, every morning when I wake up, I'm consciously thinking, what new story can I tell myself? And also, when we tend to worry about things, if you're worrying about finances or you're worrying about your income or how you're going to pay bills, or you're stressing, you know, about financial things, things that you're concerned and worried about, that is a story, right? You have a story about what you're concerned about. You could tell yourself a new story. You could tell yourself a new story. So I'm inviting you this morning, and I'm inviting myself because I'm very much in this inquiry myself. You'll find, for those of you that are new, I don't talk about or teach anything that I don't do myself. And I'm constantly looking for ways to push myself and make myself uncomfortable to stretch out so that I make sure that when I'm talking to you all, I know what it feels like to be uncomfortable because I'm trying something new, or I'm going after a new goal, or I'm doing something different. So, very much you can start to ask yourself every day, what's the new story that I'm going to tell myself? Am I going to tell myself a story of sufficiency and energy and joy? Or am I going to tell myself a story of the past, that I'm not worthy, that I can't do it, that I don't know what to do, that I don't have what it takes to succeed, that I don't have enough money, that I don't make enough money at my job? What story are you going to tell yourself? Because here's what happens. You have a story from the past, and then you might have some stories from right now that you keep alive, and they may be based on things from the past, okay? So you're telling yourself a story. Every day you're telling yourself stories, and you are. I don't care who you are, you're telling yourself stories. Whether they're stories of moving forward or stories of staying stuck, you are telling yourself stories. You are having conversations in your head that are navigating the way that your life goes, whether you are recognizing that fact or not. What I'm encouraging you to do is bring it to consciousness. Start recognizing the conversations underneath everything. Start recognizing the conversations that are running your life. Start recognizing where you're telling yourself something that's no longer serving you. Let's make an example. If you are overweight and you want to be healthier, when you wake up in the morning, you likely have a conversation that's running in your head about how you're overweight, uncomfortable, want to lose weight, self-hatred, whatever. You could wake up in the morning and tell the story of a physically fit, healthy person. You could tell yourself, today I'm going to make good choices. Today, I'm going to get some exercise in. I'm losing weight rapidly. Everything I eat makes me thinner and healthier now. You could tell that story. When you change and flip the script and tell yourself a new story, your results will begin to change. How you talk to yourself very much relates to your vibration. And if you know anything about the law of attraction at all, you know that where you vibrate internally, where your inner energy is and where it sits, is your attraction point. So if you wake up every morning in self-hatred or in low self-worth or in worry, panic, and anxiousness, you are going to attract more of that to you. That's just a fact. The law of attraction is a universal principle, right? What you focus on, you will attract. Where you vibrate, it's like a radiator. You, like those old-fashioned radiators, you know, that were like in rooms, like the big old-fashioned ones in old houses. When they went on and radiated heat, you felt that heat. That thing was radiating out heat and you could feel it. You are radiating out shit or you're radiating out positivity, or you're radiating out joy, whatever you are cooking at and radiating and milling around in your head and saying to yourself, that is your attraction point. That is what you are bringing to you. That's just a fact. If you are not attracting the things that you want, you are the problem there. Nobody else can fix that except for you. If you're shitty and negative and self-critical, Peggy Woodstock, sorry, I haven't seen Peggy on here in a long time. If you're shitty and critical and you have low self-worth and you're down on yourself and apathetic and, you know, all of that, right? If you're like all those things, when you wake up in the morning, if you start there, you're going to attract more of that to yourself throughout the day. If you start in a shitty story, in a shitty conversation, that's what you're going to get more of. Now, what I'm asking you to do is linguistic surgery, right? It's difficult. You don't just go from how you've been living to, you know, listening to this or reading a book or waking up and then all of a sudden it's going to be fantastic every single day. It doesn't work like that. Tracy's reminding us that you are the magnet, which you are. Absolutely. You are the radiator. You are the magnet. Changing your life is hard work. That's why the title of my books are always Practical Change and then a subtitle. Because change doesn't happen overnight. Practical change takes time, effort, energy, and consistency. That's the biggest thing that people forget. It's consistency. It's day in and day out, catching yourself, changing that conversation, flipping the script, digging out the story. It never stops. I have been studying truth principles since I was 12 years old. I am 53. I will be 54 in a few months. I still, every single flipping day, have to catch myself. Now, the good news is it gets easier over time. The longer you do it, the quicker you can flip the script. I have so far in my lifetime not seen a time where I didn't have to consciously monitor my monkey mind for, you know, data that was not true or didn't serve my purpose. The monkey mind is what, you know, we call that automatic, you know, that automatic voice that never has anything helpful to say. That's the one that tells us you're fat, overweight, you're stressed, you can't do it. Right? Don't listen to that. It's not helpful. So I'm encouraging you to do this. Get your notebook. If you're just watching us for the first time this morning, write in your notebook, what are the stories and conversations that are running me underneath everything? Live in that question for this week and see what comes and write down the answers. If you have been in this conversation with us for the last couple of weeks, I have a new question for you. Your question is, what story, what conversation do I want to have? What stories do I want to create for myself? Where do I want to go in my life? And what stories and conversations will serve that purpose? So write that in your notebook. Where do I want to go in my life? Where do I want to get to? And what are the conversations and stories that I can start creating and telling myself that are going to get me there? That's the question for the week. So, couple things. The first 5 people to email me either something that they've noticed, a story that's running them that they've noticed over the last couple of weeks as we've been talking, or what story they want to start telling themselves. So the first 5 people to email me, either one of those things, either a story that you've been telling yourself that you've noticed, or a story that you want to tell yourself. Tracy just dropped my email address here in the comments. Okay, you can also find it under Contact Us on the coffeechatshow.com. So the first 5 people to email me include either what story you've been telling yourself or the new story you want to tell yourself. And please, your name and mailing address, so I don't have to reply and ask you and then we have to go back and forth before I can mail out the swag. And the swag is partially our new shirt, which you can see, which says, "And Still I Rise." So we give this stuff away for free on the show. The first five people to email me either something that you're an old story that you vetted out over the past few weeks or a new story that you want to tell yourself, all right? And include your name and your mailing address. I don't share that with anyone. It's literally, I write the envelopes myself. It's literally for me to mail you some swag. Also, if you want to join our newsletter, you can find that at thecoffeechatshow.com. We just dropped a newsletter for the first time in a long, long time. We're going to make an attempt to do it twice a month. The people that are on the newsletter list will just get first access when we start doing these virtual events and all these different things that we're going to do. You'll be the first ones to know about it. When my new book launches near my birthday in August, you'll be the first ones to find out about that. So I do not share the email list. I do not try to, I don't use it to solicit. We just let you know what's going on. And I also, it's where I drop my new blogs, every couple of weeks. So you can find also a bunch of free downloadables at thecoffeechatshow.com under the free stuff section. So get your notebook, two questions. What are the stories that I'm telling myself from the past? What are the old stories that are running me underneath everything? And what is the new story or stories that I want to start telling myself for where I want to go in my future? We will continue our conversation next Saturday morning. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. We're going to send off our podcast folks now.